Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth.
Ecclesiastes 11 and 4. Now, when you get in Ecclesiastes, you know it's in a negative. This is a natural man. It's a book that says this. It's vanity, which simply means it's just of no benefit without God. It doesn't achieve any or accomplish anything. Vanity of vanities. Now here's the wisest man that ever lived, and he done the very three things that God said not to do in Deuteronomy, and Solomon done all three. He hoarded up gold, he gathered up horses, and he married a lot of women. And he's writing this book. By the time he gets to the last part of Ecclesiastes, it's changing just a little bit. But verse 4 of chapter 11 said, "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap." You can put it off. You can put it off, and you can find an excuse not to do it. You know, it's seldom that the wind doesn't blow. You're not going to sow anything. And the wind's kind of rough right now. It's blowing. It's a rough wind. But here was my three things, and I'm just going to tell you these, and then we're going to pray. That even in with this, there'll never be ideal conditions. It'll never be ideal. Somebody's always going to be sick. And not everybody's going to recover. You're not going to feel like doing what God bids you do. I'll just be honest. There's a lot of times you don't know how hard it is for me to get up off that bench and walk up here behind this desk. But there's always going to be something that makes the job difficult. It's not going to be ideal conditions. And why is that? It's because we're in an imperfect world. We're in an imperfect world. We should not, and I'm the world's worst. I like things to go good and go right. When it goes wrong, I get all bent out of shape. But I shouldn't be surprised. When I loaded the wrong lumber over there the other day on the phone, and I know what Advantech looks like, and these boys load the wrong stuff, and I drive all the way over here, and we get here, and Dennis said, "That's the wrong stuff." Well, hallelujah. That's going to take me an hour. It's an imperfect world. But we have an invincible Savior. Doesn't matter that conditions are never ideal, or that the imperfection of this world, we live in it in a daily basis. We have an invincible Savior. He can't be stopped. He can't be changed. So if the wind's blowing, so anyway. If it looks like rain, listen, just go out there and get to harvesting. You're going to sow something that's going to lodge somewhere, and you're going to harvest something that'll be beneficial. Don't let the wind and the clouds prevent you from doing what the Lord wants you to do.
Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.